Thank you and good morning. I would like to take this opportunity to answer a few questions which we left open yesterday. There was a question on the criminalization of officials who have a duty to report on enforced disappearances but who refuse to provide information. Here, it depends if the criminal conduct of the enforced disappearance has ceased or not. Because if the conduct has not ceased yet, there is the possibility of participation to the offense of enforced disappearances. According to the general provision of the section 12 of our criminal code, which provides for participation in offenses and which is very broad. So since also the concealment of the whereabouts of the missing person is part of the objective element of the offense, depending on the circumstances of the case, and in particular the mens rea, the refusing to provide information could actually be part of this concealment, and therefore that person could also be an immediate perpetrator of that crime, depending on the case, even if he did not commit the objective element of depriving the liberty, because the concealment is an additional objective element. If this is not the case, the conduct could still be qualified as participation by aiding and abetting to the offense. Because this encompasses all form of physical or psychological support, and this includes endorsement or encouragement. So that could be, by not reporting, that could also be a certain form of encouragement or endorsement. Moreover, I would like to point out that Section 2 of our Criminal Code provides for liability for omissions in case of a legal duty to act. So this could also perhaps have to be looked at. If there's no liability for the offense of enforced disappearances, for example, because the criminal conduct has already ceased, and the official only finds out afterwards and does not provide that information, the failing to report could qualify as the offense of misuse of official authority, according to Section 302 of our Criminal Code, and this provides for imprisonment for up to 5 years. If the enforced disappearance constitutes a crime against humanity, there are specific provisions regarding superiors in the sections 322.1g, the responsibility of superiors, section 321h, violation of supervision, and 322.1i, the failure to report an offense, in our translation of the provisions they're enlisted. Talking in the break with Mr. Ayad, and he asked me to make mention this, because this is a dialogue we also continued in the break. He meant that a good judge would be able to operate with our definition. And here I also want to right away go to the question on the training of our judges.